It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado researchers are working to understand how genetics may contribute to the severity of symptoms of COVID-19. UC Health patients across the state can now opt in to the study when they receive an antibody test. Dr. Kathleen Barnes directs the Colorado Center for Personalized Medicine. She says the research may shed some light on why the disease affects some people worse than others.
Not only will it help us understand the pathology behind the disease, but it will help us develop more effective treatments and ultimately vaccines.
The center plans to enroll 100,000 patients in the study over the next year. Pressure is building to proceed with the nomination of William Perry Penley to be the next head of the Bureau of Land Management, and much of it is coming from senators who oppose his nomination. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado's Michael Bennett and other Democrats want an expedited confirmation hearing for Penley. He's been acting director for the last year, and they say the public deserves the opportunity to hold him accountable. Republican Senator Cory Gardner hasn't said how he'll vote yet, but he expects Penley to face some tough questions, including one from him.
Do you support selling public lands? That's a non-starter.
Gardner sits on the committee that will take up the nomination. Prior to joining the BLM, Penley made some controversial statements, including about selling public lands, but has said he'll follow the president's agenda. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Many Colorado teachers say schools should not open for in-person learning until certain conditions are met. The head of the state's largest teachers union, the Colorado Education Association, says teachers want more say over how school districts implement safety protocols on face masks, class sizes, and limiting movement among students. The union also says individual districts should set their own rules and equip kids for remote learning. Highs in the 90s around Denver, close to 90 in Colorado Springs, and highs in the 80s around Grand Junction this afternoon. This is CPR News.